The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Do you know that you are influencing someone every time you go somewhere? Now, your mind probably jumps to, yeah, well, I want to be an encouragement. I want to, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait. You could be an influencer and not even realize you're influencing. I told you a minute ago, getting you ready for this. Are you a good influence on people or are you a terrible influence? Bottom line is, most of the time, especially when you're out, the grocery store line, getting cut off in traffic. But let's talk about being intentional about influencing. We have today New York Times bestselling author Tommy Spaulding with us. He's written a book that very, very, very compelling for me. The Gift of Influence, Creating a Life-Changing and Lasting Impact in Your Everyday Interactions. He's the founder and president of Tommy Spaulding Leadership Institute, a leadership development training organization based in Denver, Colorado, and the New York Times. He's a New York Times bestselling author of It's Not Just Who You Know and The Heart-Led Leader. Spaulding consults, trains, speaks more than 100 businesses, organizations across the country each year. Tommy Spaulding, good to have you on the Bill Bunkley Show.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Bunkley.
Sounds like you're trying to get people in the right corral. Hey, you're influencing somebody. You need to be intentional. Talk about that.
Bill, a few years ago, I heard some research that was done that the average human being influences 80,000 people in their life. And so I did some research on the research and turns out they took 80,000 and they got that number by saying divide that by 78 years of your life. The average life expectancy divided by 365 days is 2.8 people a day. So every day, God puts 2.8 new people in your life from the time you're born to the time you die. And if you take 2.8 people a day times 365 days a year times the average life expectancy of 78 years, that's 80,000 people. So by the end of our lives, Bill, we'll have 80,000 people that we'll have touched in a positive way or a negative way. And that's really the impact of the book that I'm writing is, you know, what would your life be like if we got to meet these 80,000 people at the end of our life before we go to heaven to be with Jesus? And where would they all fit, 80,000 people? They fit in a stadium. And so what would it like be on the 50-yard line of a football stadium? And you're walking in right before we're about to meet Christ. And we walk in the 50-yard line, and every single person that we've influenced in our life, the time we were born to the time we die, all 80,000 people are in that stadium to say goodbye to us. And the question is, what's the sound of that stadium? Are they clapping and screaming their hands and stand ovation and just stomping their feet and saying, thank you for changing my life, for making an influence, for giving me a chance, for listening to my story, for being kind? Or are they booing you because you just wronged people most of your life? Or even worse, Bill, is the stadium silent because we just spent our whole life thinking about ourselves and looking down our phones and never looking up and thinking about who we can bless, who we can serve, who we can influence? And so the goal of the book, The Gift of Influence, is about how to live a life and how to lead differently and love differently so your stadium's filled with 8,000 fans that are thanking you for the impact you've had in their lives.
So, Tommy Spaulding, you're going against the grain. You're going against the grain because we have the narcissistic folks on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look at me. Look what I've done. Look at my vacation. Look at my children. Look. And it sounds like you're talking about the true influencer is one who recognizes other people, who actually sees them, who actually talks to the man or the woman that's checking you out at the grocery store. It sounds like you're swimming upstream, but you're absolutely right. Talk about that.
Well, if you look up the word influencer, you're exactly right, Bill. If you look up the word in the dictionary, it'll talk about social media and social marketing and how many Facebook likes and Instagram likes and how much pocketbooks and how much tequila you can sell online. It's all about social media presence. That's the word influencer. And so the first thing we did is we hijacked that word back and said, no, an influencer is someone that's in the business of changing lives every day and being a positive influence on the lives of others every day. And you could have a social media presence, but the real calling for us, and when we're really measured at the end of our lives, is not how many likes we have and how many friends we have on social media. It's how many personal lives have you changed.
Let me ask you about influence, because, you know, you're right. And I also, 28 years, president of the Florida Ethics Religious Liberty Commission in Tallahassee. I represent all of the Southern Baptist churches in Florida. And you know, so many of the public officials plus pastors that I look at, you engage them, hey, or what are you, hey, how you doing? Some of them never make eye contact. Some of them are always looking around the room for the next best deal. What's the difference when you see somebody you know, and if you know them, hey, Bob, shake that hand, look at him in the eye. Bob, how are you doing? And if he's married to Linda, hey, Bob, how are you? How's Linda? And you start your conversation then, guess what? You're on the road to being an influencer to the good side, right?
Yeah, and you got it. And so it's all about being authentic. But there's two types of leaders in the whole world. There's self-serving leaders.
Yes.
And there's servant leaders. And, you know, when you're meeting people and they're looking behind your shoulders and shaking their hands and just want a transaction, most people, when they meet someone, the back of their mind, they're thinking this, Bill. What can I get from this person? How can this person help me? And what do I need from this person? And they're networkers. It's all about them. But net givers are those that meet people and they say, how can I learn this person's story? How could I build an authentic connection with him or her? And how can I bless and serve them? And if you live a life that way, your business is going to be more successful. Your relationships are going to be more successful. But most of us walk around Just basically a walking transaction machine, you know, ATM, just all about a transaction.
Boy, that's so true. Folks, if we just learned how to be kind, and it was our default, or we were just also a little bit to be not only gracious but generous, not giving all of our money away, but, you know, it's such a difference in this me world. You become others-oriented. Man, people notice a lot quicker now than, say, 10 or 20 years ago, right?
That's the words, others-oriented. People always ask me, as a leadership guy that's been studying this stuff for 30 years, what's the most important thing in leadership? And it's four words. If you can live a life with these four words, you're going to have a great life. And it's the same four words that I tell every, whether you're a high school kid or a CEO of a company, it's not about you. Most of us wake up every day, it's all about me. It's all about me. And if you live a life that's about others, if you say, Bill, be others focused, you're going to have a very blessed and successful life.
How shallow is it when you got one of those guys or gals and say, hey, Bill, how are things going at the house? Hey, going great. Man, let me tell you, blah, 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 blah. They only ask you a question to get you out of the way. To just, I like this, to become a, well, it's not in that chapter I was reading the book. Anyway, you talk about being a fan hogger, but how about just conversation hogger, and it's all about me?
Yeah. You know, there's givers and takers in the world. And when you meet a giver, they want to get to know you. When you meet a taker, they want to talk about themselves. But even more important than that, Bill, is one time, sometimes God puts people in our lives that are having a hard time. Did you ever meet someone, a customer, a client, a friend, an employee, a neighbor that might share something? My kid's got some depression, or my wife and I are going through something, or my company's struggling with cash flow, or whatever. People share that. And 99% of people say at that moment, God, Bill, I'm so sorry to hear that. If there's anything I can do, let me know. And I wrote a whole chapter about that. Those are the most sinful words to say to somebody. If there's anything I can do, let me know. Because it's basically what you're really saying is, I want you to think that I care about you. And I probably do, but I'm super busy, and I want you to think that I want to help you, but I really don't. So I'm just going to tell you and put it on you if there's anything I can do, because I know you're never going to call me and ask me, so we both feel good about it. We have to go to people that are in pain, that are going through tough times, and says, listen, I know you go a hard time. Kid's got some depression. My kid went through that last year. I got a great book I'm going to give you. I'm coming over tonight. I'm going to give it to you. Or I'm going to pray for you. Or I'm going to, like, people, when people are going through a tough time, don't say, I'm here for you if you need me. That's a cop-out. Great influencers, they run towards you and say, I love you. I'm here. What do you need? Let's get it done.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are just speaking the truth. Just again, very quickly, the gift of influence, creating life-changing and lasting impact in your everyday interactions. Tommy Spaulding is with us. Could you just, we're only scratching the surface, folks, as I always tell you. I always feel like I leave not doing justice to our fine authors that are with us. But can you give us a little bit of hint of the story of the eagles and the seagulls? Just a little hint.
Yeah.
A little bit of the hint. You're a great storyteller.
Thank you, sir. I got three kids. And
Two minutes.
My middle kid is a girl, and she's a junior in high school, and she was just, you know, praying with me one night, and we were just talking, and she was sharing that she's having a tough time making friends, and she's in a Catholic school, but she's started a Bible study, and only two people show up, and she's just having a tough time making friends in her little world. She would rather hang out at a soup kitchen than a party. And so I said to her, Have you ever told you about eagles and seagulls? And she goes, no. I said, well, seagulls, they're everywhere. They're in dumps. They're at the beaches. They're picking trash. They're everywhere. Most people are seagulls. All the kids at your school, most of them are seagulls. And I was a seagull in high school, just like everyone else. But eagles, they fly high. They fly high, and they fly alone, right? And they don't hang out at parties on Friday night. They're serving soup kitchens. They're ones starting Bible studies in your school or starting fellowship of Christian athletes. They're eagles are leaders, right? And sometimes when you're a leader, you feel alone. And that's why you feel the way you do. But you're an eagle, not a seagull. And your job is to go down there with those seagulls and lift them up with you. And it really made her smile. And I wrote a chapter about it in the book.
Well, I tell you what, right here on the Florida Gulf Coast, we know all about seagulls. They're thieves. They're robbers. You take out a potato chip and it's gone. It's kind of like bloodsuckers. That's what people will do. But you can turn around and help them. And for those of you who have seen those eagles when they are looking for the next meal, and they're just so proudly looking around, and you know what? Who do you want to be? You want to be that proud eagle, intentional about what you're doing, not just scavenging for attention and friends. Name of the book is The Gift of Influence, Creating Life-Changing and Lasting Impact in Your Everyday Interactions. Tommy Spaulding's the author. Highly recommend it wherever books are sold. And Tommy Spaulding, thanks so much for your instruction and education today.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.